Jumping on the line on Static this week, it is awesome to be able to say a big g'day to John from OCs. How are you?
G'day, Australia. I'm doing well. How are you doing, man?
I'm really good and so glad that finally you're heading back here next month. There was a period there, John, a couple of years ago where OCs couldn't travel and you couldn't play shows, which goes staunchly against your work ethic. Was that a bit of a freak out of a period?
Yeah, it took a real shit on our vibe, that's for sure. But we're very, very excited to come back. And Australia is always a highlight out of everywhere in the world for us to go. We get down there in the summertime, it's perfect for us.
For such a working band like OCs, were you worried back in COVID times about losing any match fitness? Were you worried about getting out of shape musically?
Weirdly, I mean, physically, I actually probably worked out more than I ever have. It was like prison for me. I was like, well, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to smoke a lot of dope and just lift weights all day and go for runs. I worked on a lot of music. So no, I kept my chops up. In fact, I have a home studio, so I was bringing in jazz musicians from New York and stuff and writing improv records. You know, we would just be like locked down for 5 days together. But, you know, pushing the limits of what quarantine meant exactly, I'm sure.
It's interesting you mention about bringing jazz musicians in to play with, because it seems almost like that method is what works for OCs as well. And I imagine a live show morphs over each night too, as you tour more and more. Do you find that sort of spirit of improvisation the more you can play and play around?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a while there, we had our probably most bloated set possible where we were doing like a 2-hour set occasionally. We've certainly backed off on that a bit because getting back to our roots a bit more, I think we're probably still playing the same amount of songs, but the songs are shorter. But I think we're at about an hour, 15, hour and a half now on a good night. But there was a period there where improv was a massive part of the shows because a lot of those older songs, we would get in there sometimes for a 20-minute song, you know? I'm not opposed to that. It's just these days we're sort of flying by whim, you know? So whatever takes us, we'll end up there at the show.
But that's still improv in a sense as well. Yeah. It's kind of a method more than a sound for the band, right?
Yeah. We're even improvising our set. We still have never used set lists. We still just do shout-outs of songs. We certainly have songs that are usually played next to each other just due to tunings so that people aren't watching me tune the entire fucking show. But yeah, we improvise quite a bit. I think between the five of us now, we've got a pretty hearty psychic link on stage so we can understand each other with just looks and stuff, which is really fantastic.
It's interesting, John, I watched that King Crimson documentary recently and Robert Fripp describes it as the ethics of improvisation, which is kind of saying that it dictates that each player listens deeply to the other rather than trying to pull them into their orbit. So you do need to be a certain player or a certain person to roll with that way of playing, right?
I think so. I think it depends. I mean, I love Robert Fripp. I love his solo albums. But honestly, to me, if you ever watch any old footage of them, it seems like he's always pissed off on stage. So I'm sure he was tough to please on stage. So he's also a very opinionated man, I get the impression. With us, it depends. You know, with the improv acts I was doing, there was definitely a lot more spaces between, a lot more listening, you know. But I think that tends to be more with the jazzy stuff, with the punk stuff and the heavy shit we're doing. It's funny, we call these areas of improvisation live, we call them free swim, where it's like this part of the song is free swim, so everybody knows, you know, just take your lead, you know. I would definitely say OCs tends to be more of a bit of a wall rather than an open field sometimes, but still improvising for sure. It depends, you know, it varies from song to song, show to show. It's a contextual thing.
I'm sure, unlike Robert Fripp, you probably don't get off stage and yell at your bandmates either for making any mistakes.
So. I always love, there's this one particular footage I'm thinking of with Robert Fripp where the band's playing and they sound fucking amazing. And the drummer is smiling, having a great time, and he's just playing drums. And Robert Fripp's on a stool next to him, giving him the dirtiest look. And you can tell the drummer's like, I'm ignoring you. Like, he's just totally intentionally not looking at him and continuing on his path just to be irritating to Robert Fripp, which made me laugh.
I think the egos are a little smaller in OCs, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen that documentary yet, but I've heard great things.
It's really fantastic to watch.
I'm a big fan. I love prog rock and I love King Crimson, so I am curious to see it. It's on my list.
And John, over the years, it's seemed that in OCs, you do run towards these frequent change-ups in sound and genre, don't you? It feels especially lately on record you've been in attack mode both on Protean Threat and especially on last year's album, A Foul Form, which was this furious hardcore excursion. So you really take the bull by the horns when you make a record and choose to go after a sound, don't you?
Yeah, we don't fuck around. I mean, I think as far as punk goes, I have a lot of respect for, I want to say old punk, but that's not even true, frankly, because there's so much good new punk right now. Los Angeles is just dripping with all these underground punk bands. I think one of the nice things is things like Bandcamp make it readily available to find a million bands. Like just now when we were looking for bands in Australia, a few of which are pretty punky, their algorithm is the one I find not offensive as opposed to YouTube or any social media shit, where Bandcamp's like, you might like this. And you're like, I do like this. Thank you, Bandcamp. It's like very good at leading you down a path. So the other day, for instance, I found myself on a website called Crust Punk Demos. And I think that says it all. That was like a 2 hour. I had to stop myself from downloading shit because I was like, this is too much really grimy, disgusting, filthy punk, you know? But yeah, man, I mean, often when we're writing a record, we have like a little bit of an idea where we want to go with it. That was not the case with this. With this, I went in very specific, wrote a bunch of demos, brought them to the band, you know, so it was like quickly came together because the idea was already fruited before it was even on the vine, you know what I mean?
And I guess it was born out of the times you were living in too. There was a lot to rage against, and I know you said bad times make for strong music. And that's something you're growing.
Absolutely. Strong art in general, not just music. I think even film has had a bit. I mean, we've had like shit cinema for quite a while here. I mean, I'm talking about popular cinema, movie theater cinema. But even now, the way things are, I feel like a lot of the writers out there, a lot of artists are starting to bend back into more innovative and interesting territory. Out of necessity, you know, like to me, art is the one respite from the rest of the world. It always has been, whether it's reading, listening to music, seeing a film, looking at a painting, any of that for me was always an escape or a moment where you see something beautiful, even if it's something gnarly, something that moves you in the world as opposed to the shit that we have to live through every day or the grind or the news cycle or politics, which are a fucking nightmare right now. I'm sure it's the same in Australia, you know, so it's just like, this is absolutely necessary right now. Everybody that's making art, kudos to them. Even if I don't like what you're doing, I still respect you a bit, you know?
But at the same time, the songs on A Foul Form were sweeping up that mood or that air, weren't they?
We leaned in really hard, that's for sure.
I know you listened back to a lot of formative punk when you were in lockdown, and you had played some punk covers in sets too, like Black Flag and Chrome, so you were kind of thinking about specific times and sounds for this latest record.
If there's one thing that was beneficial for me was that I was able to deeply involve myself in art and stick my own head up my own ass and just have every little whim I had for creating something. I had all the time in the world to do it, and I did, you know, like I worked on stop motion animation, I wrote albums, I did paintings, I watched tons of movies, you know, and it just all made sense, man.
And also as a method of making this record, you kind of approached it the way that classic punk and hardcore was made, right? You did it in the basement at home.
Yeah. I mean, I have a studio down there, but it's very small and it technically is my basement. Usually when we go into a record, once the songs are written, I'll sort of know what sound we want. More so after we've written the songs and see what sticks to the wall, see what comes out. With the punk one, I knew I wanted to write a punk album. It had been a long time since I'd done anything like that. And I went in and I listened to, you know, Black Flag's albums. I listened to a lot of Penny Rimbaugh from Crass's productions, Rudimentary Peni, obviously Chrome. A lot of those are all home recordings as well, or small studios. And I just took out all my cheap microphones, all the microphones that are not fancy at all, and set up, and we recorded everything, and it just worked out. I wanted it to be a very aggressive, right up against the edge of the speaker sort of square in front of your face kind of record, and I think we achieved that, so I'm pretty chuffed with it, you know?
John, a lot of the time, those early punk albums struck gold in their naivety or in the primitiveness of conditions under which they were made. Was it hard to make yourselves sound scummy, or did you do all right?
No, we're all scumbags, so we didn't really have to dig too deep. I think after years of playing, I still don't know. I still can't read music. I still can't write music. My way of notation is ludicrously, physically a drawing of the chord still. I've never bothered to learn everything. I'm an ear player. But after years of playing with all these ringers, I've definitely surrounded myself with people who are fabulous musicians. I have fallen ass backwards into a skill level I never anticipated myself achieving, because when I was a kid, I just wanted to play bar chord punk, you know? So I grew up playing not exactly this kind of music, but very similar in the vein, like noise rock, noise punk, garage punk. And for me, it was just like, it's still slightly more complicated, like seeming to play this new record than it was some of my older shit. Like Code Trips, for instance, was very, very, very basic, to the point where when I did the reunion shows, I found it exhausting to play that simply. But it wasn't a stretch for us to go back to our roots. Dan, for instance, is very much a punk drummer. And Tim grew up listening to all the same bands I did. Tim Hellman, my bass player, is very much an OG California punk.
It's nice to hear you bring it full circle so much. In a year, also, I think you passed your 25th anniversary last year as a band.
I didn't even know that. How do you like that? But who's counting, you know?
Well, I'm glad you're keeping on, John, and I'm glad that we've got OCs coming back to Australia. You'll be in Sydney on Wednesday, the 15th of February, at the Factory Theatre with RMFC.
Really can't wait. Really can't wait. We're very excited to come back down under, for sure. It's been too long.
We're ready for you, too. We might have a listen to Social Butt off the
phone. All right, get
right
in there.
Now. Thanks for the chat, John. We'll see you here real soon in Sydney. This is OCs on Static.
A total pleasure talking to you. You have a great day.